I don't think I can do this anymore. I thought the sickness would go away over time, but it's not. I think I need help. It's scary, but I'm gonna have to go to a human. There's one nearby. They've been camping here for a while. Maybe he spotted me the other day. I think he did, but I can't be certain. I can't. He's the only person I can rely on. I'm so sorry to do this, but I'm so hungry and I'm so weak. Where is he? He should be here. Hello? Hello, human. I'm sorry. I need your help. Open. No, please. I'm so weak. I feel so faint. I can't see you properly. Where am I? Oh, you're the human that I saw camping for a few days. You didn't do anything weird, just fished and made fires and stuff. Delirious? No, I'm not delirious with fever. A doctor? What about one? Oh, it's too late to get one. No, it's okay. Human, you don't have to worry, mister. I just needed someone to look after me. What's that? Medicine? Yes, please. I'll take whatever you give me. Oh, that was so yucky. Will it do exactly? Make me better? Thank you for helping me. You're a nice human. Kind and trustworthy, maybe. What? That bath is for me? I suppose I could do with the cleanup. You're willing to wash me? That's even better. Since I don't have to do a thing, at least let me take these off. Well, why the reaction? You want to look away? Okay, sure, but it doesn't bother me much in the end. You did say you were gonna wash me, didn't you? The bubbles aren't gonna cover everything. Oh, I hate it so warm. I was so cold when you found me. I was shivering. I haven't had much to eat at all. Could I maybe get some food later? If I'm good and let you clean me. Maybe if I'm extra good, I can even get fried chicken. It's tempting, isn't it? I can taste it now. So succulent and juicy in between my soft lips. You have a brush for me? Oh, well, I might be a little dirty. I've not been well for a couple of weeks now, so I couldn't clean myself properly at all. I'm sorry if I'm a little smelly for you. You're, pretty understanding. Thank you, human. Maybe you aren't bad at all. It's kind of why I didn't get help sooner. I was too scared. I've had some bad situations with teenagers coming by where I live. They leave a mess and trash the campsite, so it makes other visitors not want to come back because the area's bad. And, well, it's not a pretty sight when you visit somewhere and it's littered with soda cans and rappers and such. That's right. I live in the nearby caves. I don't really think anyone knows I'm there. Except for when I howl sometimes. You're pretty good with a brush. I'm surprised you aren't ripping my fur out in frustration. Do you have a sibling whose hair you brushed before or something? I'm just curious. I didn't mean to pry, sorry. Huh. Well, the internet can teach you a lot of things. I kinda wish I had access to it, but I feel like there's just so much stuff. What would I even do? What do humans normally do when they first get access? Oh? They look at memes? Oh, funny pictures. I want to be a meme. But I don't know any wolf girl jokes. I know you humans have a fart joke that goes like, pull my finger. So I suppose my version would be pull my tail. Don't worry, I'm not gonna make any more bubbles in this bath. The brush is getting all brown. I sleep on the ground, so it's not uncommon to get dirty. I'm actually black and white under all this muck. You thought it was a brown coat wolf girl? That's funny, they're kinda super rare. That in full black is probably the rarest I've seen, but I haven't mingled much with my kind. I kinda got raised by a human, and he and I eventually didn't work out. No, it's not like he collared me or anything. Oh, you don't really know what that is. Maybe we can talk about it later. He raised me, but I think he wanted me to be in his vision when, really, I'm feral. I love the outdoors. I need space and time to be myself, you know? You can tame a wolf girl, but only under very rare circumstances. But I wouldn't want to be tamed if I'm not allowed to be me. People in Nekomimis have to accept each other for who and what they are. That tickles. If I laugh too much, it feels like I need to cough. Yeah, my throat feels tight, but it's like there's nothing to come up. Thank you, kind stranger, for doing all of this. I had no idea how much kindness there was in humans. Oh, my previous master. Well, we went our separate ways, like I said. I needed to be free, so he drove me to the campsite and dumped me with nothing but the clothes on my back. I can't say I blame him. It was what I asked for. I just didn't realize how bad solitude could be. In that time, I was stuck in my own thoughts, how humans were unreliable, but... And then I thought to myself, maybe I was unappreciative of my situation. Huh? Don't talk like that? Oh, what do you mean? Oh, I never realized you would feel so strongly. I promise I'm not indulging in my story either. I think I was just very isolated growing up, so losing him was a shock to me. It stunted my health. I had to learn a lot and follow my instincts. I enjoy when campers come around because they have food and I'm quite familiar with it. Like potato chips and processed food. I know it's naughty, but I want those things and I can't help it. It's so delicious, and when I get one lick, I just want to keep going until it's all gone. I feel a bit better, human. I think it's the medicine that you gave me. What's the word? I'm more energized and perkier. How come you went out camping, if you don't mind me asking? To get away from it all. That's funny. I hear that phrase often. I guess technically I did the same. I just couldn't turn back. I don't think I would go back if I had a choice. To suppress who you are deep down inside, it makes your heart ache and your head sore. It's not fair on you. Or heck, if there's another person involved, then them also. I couldn't be what he wanted me to be, so it was better for the both of us to no longer be together. You have a lovely apartment. Do you live here alone? It's such a big space to spend it alone. Although, I know there's humans that value having their own space. Maybe if you were raised in a crazy household with lots of siblings and no privacy, it can make you completely switch to wanting the polar opposite. This steam is making breathing so much easier. My head still feels like it's full of pressure, though. I wonder, do you humans have a remedy for that? A rub? What do you do with it? Oh, on my chest. I would love that. I get pats and it helps me. Are you really gonna ask a wolf girl permission to do something like that? I'm already sold, so you don't need to say anymore. As much as I love being washed down like this, I think I'm getting a little sleepy. Could we maybe finish bath time up? I'm seeing a doctor in the morning. Yeah, okay, I understand. Yeah, you did mention that a little earlier. I don't think the medicine kicked in yet, so I wasn't fully coherent. Oh, you're gonna towel dry my fur for me? Well, good luck, we're gonna be here for a while. What do you do, human? You work a 9-to-5? Oh, you work from morning sun to night sun. That's a lot of time away from home. How do you do activities and things you want to do? I'm not sure I'm cut out for the human world, to be honest. I could maybe give like 4 hours a day and then I would need to go down for a big nap. And they'd have to feed me good. But money can buy things. Yeah, I still remember how human society works. You exchange money, which is those green leaves that do not come off of trees, and you can get like unlimited food with it. It's a crazy concept from my point of view. I hunt on my own terms, feast on what I want, and I'm self-reliant. It took a while for me to get used to learning how to start a fire, but you learn quick what stones are helpful and which ones are completely useless. You can do it completely with sticks as well, but I always break out in a sweat when I do it like that. Oh yeah, I know what matchsticks are, but no one brings them to the campsites. Scared they're gonna start a forest fire, which, honestly, I completely understand and am pretty appreciative of it too. It's nice when you go over my ears. Yeah, it feels good. Like my brain's lighting up. It's making my leg jolt a little. Me in the human world? Oh yeah, I was thinking I would look cute as a company mascot or I wear the uniform or something. Wouldn't you buy a drink if it was held by an adorable wolf girl who's also super clean at the same time? No. It's just so relaxing when you touch over my ears. I'm at peace right now. Complete bliss. I've had such a rough few weeks and I'm just blown away by how kind you are to me. I keep repeating myself, but a complete stranger and just helping a wolf girl out. I know some humans are still quite cautious and with the way they treat us and stuff, but I just want to live and let be, you know? Hey, you picked me up. I suppose I was a little lightheaded earlier. This is your bedroom. Oh, your bed is massive. I could fit myself on that like 5 times over at least. Oh, you're tugging me in. This is so nice. I could get used to this. So, does that mean I'm allowed to sleep over tonight? With you, mister? Oh, wait, where are you going? Aren't you staying beside me? You're gonna sleep on the couch because of me? I don't know if this is inappropriate to ask you, mister, but can you stay with me? I don't want you to leave me. I feel pretty cold and I wouldn't mind bundling up together for the heat. It's like my instincts. I like being near someone when I sleep. I've not had that opportunity in a very long time. Thank you. You're very selfless. You have something for me. What could that be? You read about it a long time ago about wolf girls. Alright, I'll close my eyes, but no funny business. Do not stop whatever you're doing right now because I am in love. What is the sensation? Ear cleaning? Ah, but it's so good. How could a tool this simple make me feel so amazing? I'm like melting in your hands right now. Please keep going. I'll do anything you want if you keep it up. What's the tool called? Ear cleaners? No, that's what Q-tips are, but this tool definitely isn't that. You used to have a girlfriend. Where is she now? Oh, she left. That's kind of like my owner. It's a bit sad, but isn't it better to have loved and lost than to never have loved at all? I actually don't know where that came from. That was really philosophical for me. Oh, so she would do this for you, so you could get to sleep. I have to admit, the sensation of being pampered like this, it's making me want to move in. You have a question? Of course, human. Please, ask away. Coloring? You want to talk about coloring? Okay, yeah, no, it's fine. It's just kind of special. So, yeah. Okay. Coloring is the act of a human claiming me. It's like you would fully own me if you decided to do it. Of course, I do have to like the person that's doing it to me, but it's like you, sorry for this. It's like you completely dominating me and I'm your property. It's, not so common for humans to do it, and it's a little taboo. That's why when you asked if my ex-owner did it, I was a little bit taken aback by it. I know you didn't mean any harm. It's perfectly natural to be curious about it. There's a lot of customs in human terms that are funny too. Like, when you guys get married, you call it tying the knot, but it means something completely different to me. It's pretty rude, actually, so maybe I shouldn't talk about it. My ears are pretty sensitive, but yet again, you're so particular with your movements and soft. Thank you for taking your time. Maybe though, if I'm gonna go for a little pup nap, I could rest my head on your chest for warmth. Would that bother you? I don't care if I'm naked like this. It's really up to you. I wouldn't want to do anything that might upset you in your own home. Ah, well, in that case, may you please get under the covers and let me rest on you? You feel better. Hey, human? It feels like you're melting my loneliness away. You feel the same? That's good. I can hear your heart. It's beating so strongly. I guess you aren't ready for a nap like I am. If you want to get up, I don't mind. I wouldn't want you thinking that you're pinned down to your bed because of me. Or would you like that? I'm teasing. Oh, you are gonna make me pass out in seconds if you keep this up. Thank you for everything that you've done for me so far. You even said tomorrow you're gonna try and get me even healthier. I don't know what I could do to possibly repay you. Just be myself? Well, I certainly think I can do that. Being cared for by a new human. Good night, Master.